From Spark and Anvil and Discrete Quest, this is Tubi and Swatch in Chapter 1 of the Discrete Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
In the Discrete Quest workshop, Swatch stood before a big pegboard, a paintbrush in each hand, one dipped in blue, one in gold. Pegs were connected by little strings, and Swatch's whole job was to paint each peg so that no two pegs joined by a string were ever the same color. "Blue, gold, blue, gold," Swatch murmured, dabbing along a row. "Neighbors never match. That's the rule. That's the only rule." They stepped back, pleased. A neat line of alternating pegs. "See? Two colors. That's all a good border painter ever needs." At the next table, Tubi was doing something that looked, to anybody else, completely pointless. They were taking a bin of buttons and pushing them together, two at a time. Click, a pair. Click, another pair. Whenever the bin came out even, every button matched with a partner, Tubi beamed. Whenever one button sat alone at the end, Tubi's nose wrinkled. "Odd one out," Tubi sighed, holding up a single lonely button. "There's always something a little bit off about an odd number. You can feel it." Swatch laughed. "You and your pairs. I paint, you count by twos. We couldn't be more different." Tubi just smiled and set the lonely button down very gently. "Maybe," they said. "Maybe not."
Tubi liked to tell how they first learned to trust the feeling in their nose, and Swatch, who used to think it was silly, had long since stopped rolling their eyes. "When I was small," Tubi said, lining up buttons, "grown-ups told me to count everything. 1, 2, 3, 4. And I could, but it was slow and I'd lose my place." They pushed two buttons together. Click. "Then I found a shortcut. I stopped counting how many, I just started asking, does it pair up? 2 by 2, all the way down. If it does, even. If one's left over, odd." They shrugged. "I don't need the number. I just need to know if it's even or odd. That's parity. It's the smallest, truest fact about a pile of things." Swatch had wandered over, brushes still in hand. "But what good is it? Even, odd, who cares?" "Oh," said Tubi, looking up with a small, mysterious smile, "you're about to care a whole lot."
Swatch's next job was the trickiest one yet. A ring of pegs, each joined by a string to the next, all the way around in a loop. "Easy," said Swatch, and started. "Blue, gold, blue, gold, blue, gold." They went all the way around the ring, confident as ever, until the brush came back to the very first peg. And there, Swatch froze. The last peg was gold. Its neighbor, the first peg, was also gold. Two neighbors, same color. A clash.
"No," Swatch whispered. They wiped it, tried again. Started with gold this time. Gold, blue, gold, blue, all the way around, and the same disaster met them at the end. A clash.
It worked on the straight line. Why won't the ring take two colors?"
Swatch's voice wobbled. "Is my hand wrong? Did I break it?"
Tubi, who had drifted over to watch, gently touched the ring of pegs and began, quietly, to push them together two at a time. Click, click, click. One peg sat alone at the end.
"You didn't break anything," Tubi said softly. "Count with me. Not the colors, the pegs. Do they pair up?"
Swatch watched Tubi's hands move around the ring. Click, click, click. Pair, pair, pair. And one peg all alone. "Five pegs," Swatch said slowly. "Five? That's odd." "That's odd," Tubi agreed. "And here's the secret, border painter. Two colors go blue, gold, blue, gold. They march in pairs.
so a loop can only take two colors if the loop itself pairs up evenly. An even ring, blue and gold shake hands all the way around and meet up perfectly. Tubi set out four pegs in a ring and painted them in the air with a fingertip. Blue, gold, blue, gold. Back to blue. No clash. But an odd ring? They pointed at the five. There's always one peg left over. One clash. Every single time. Forever. It was never your hand. It was the five. Swatch stared at the ring as if seeing it for the first time. So when I feel that itch, that this won't work feeling, it's not me being clumsy. It's the ring being odd. Now you're counting like me, said Tubi, delighted. Your two colors and my two by twos. They were the same question the whole time. Does it pair up?
That night, the workshop was dim, and the odd ring still sat on the table. Five pegs, one honest clash. Swatch didn't wipe it away this time. They just looked at it, calm now. I used to hate that clash, Swatch admitted. I thought it meant I wasn't good enough. I'd paint it over and over, getting more upset each time. Sure, the mistake was mine. Tweeby pushed the last lonely button into the middle of their palm and held it out, not as a problem, but almost as a gift. It was never a mistake, they said gently. It was the truth telling you something. Odd loops clash. That's not a flaw in you. It's a fact about the world. And you found it. Swatch let out a long breath they hadn't known they were holding, and something in their chest went loose and light and warm. The particular relief of learning that the thing you'd been blaming yourself for was never your fault at all, only a number being exactly, honestly what it was. Even, Swatch said quietly, touching the four-peg ring. Odd, they said, touching the five. And for the first time, the clash didn't sting at all. It just felt calm and honest and strangely kind. And Swatch found they were smiling, warm and unbothered, glad to have a friend who could look at a lonely leftover button and see the truth in it instead of a fault.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tubi and Swatch. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.